Harvey left this notice this morning. It says, drive-in church services have now become popular. May the 9th and May the 23rd, Sunday at noon and 3:30 p.m. Weekends, 7:45 p.m. Ronnie McCracken, Martin Thompson, Harvey Shaw hope to visit the Grey Abbage Village Hall car park. Please make up your mind to come and see us and to share in the blessing of those open air services. And Harvey has asked for prayer. He says you're assured of a very hearty welcome. I say, Harvey, you'd be hearty welcome, all right. It's good to see us all here tonight. We thank you all for coming. And I want to talk this evening about the word of faith. The word of faith which we preach, as Paul says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Faith. What is faith? We all exercise faith every day. We all travelled here tonight by car, and we exercised faith in our cars that they were roadworthy and that they would complete the journey and bring us here safely. Then when we entered in to the hall and sat down on our seats, we again exercised faith in our seats that they were solid enough to take our support or bear our weight. Then if we should travel by bus, we exercise faith in the bus driver that he is qualified and licensed to drive the bus. Or if we should travel by airplane, we exercise faith in the pilot that he is qualified and licensed to fly the plane, even though we never see the pilot, but we only hear his voice. We put our faith in him. So then when we put our faith in an object or a machine, we believe that that object or machine will be able to do that which it has been designed to do. And then when we put our faith in men or women, then we believe that they are able to perform that which they say they can do. So then when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to perform all that the Bible and the Lord claims that he can do. Then Acts chapter 2 verse 21 states that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And whosoever includes me and you and everyone else who call on the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. And when we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, then he will instantly save us. And then we will have demonstrated faith in the Lord when we ask him to save us, because we believe that the Lord can and will save us. If we read Mark chapter 10, Mark chapter 10, and coming in at the verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Then in verse 51, the Lord asks the blind Bartimaeus, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Blind Bartimaeus demonstrated his faith by calling Jesus Lord, as Romans 12:3 says, that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. And also, blind Bartimaeus demonstrated his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by believing that the Lord could give him his eyesight. And the Lord commended Bartimaeus for his faith by saying, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And notice that immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So then when we all ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, then he will immediately. Then we also should follow Jesus in the way. If we read Matthew chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9 and coming in at verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about and said, And when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came unto the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame thereof went abroad into all that land. In verse 21, when the woman with the issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment, for she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. This woman demonstrated her faith in that she believed that the Lord Jesus Christ could heal her issue of blood, so much so that she could only but touch the hem of his garment, her issue of blood would be healed. And then in verse 22, the Lord commends her for her faith when the Lord says to her, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Then in verse 24, when the Lord says to the mourners in the ruler's house, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all that land. Then in these verses we see that the Lord has power to raise the dead. Then in verse 18 where we read that, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Then here we see that the ruler has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he can raise the dead. And in verse 25, when the Lord took the maid by the hand and the maid arose, we see that it was her father's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that was rewarded, and not the daughter's. Then, if we read Mark chapter 7, verse 24. Mark chapter 7, verse 24. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she sought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out of her daughter, and her daughter laid upon the bed. In verse 26, the Syrophoenician woman besought the Lord that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Then in verse 27, when the Lord answers her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet or right to take the children's bread and to cast it onto the dogs. Then in verse 28, when she replies with, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Here the Syrophoenician woman demonstrates her faith when she calls Jesus Lord. And in verse 29, the Lord rewards her faith when the Lord says to her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And so when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid up upon the bed. In these verses we see that it is the mother's faith again in the Lord Jesus Christ that heals her daughter and not her daughter's faith. And then in verse 30 where we read that, and when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. And here we see that the Lord Jesus Christ does not need to be present to heal, and that the devil has to obey the Lord Jesus Christ and come out of the daughter. So here we can see that having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and praying for others can have wonderful results in the lives of others. If we look at Luke chapter 7, Luke chapter 7, and reading from verse 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marvelled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Then in verse 6, where we read that the centurion sent friends to the Lord, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And here we see in verse 6 that the centurion demonstrates his faith in the Lord when he also calls him Lord. Then again in verse 9, the Lord commends the centurion's faith when we read that when Jesus heard these things, he marvelled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent found the servant whole that had been sick. And here we see that the Lord described the centurion's faith as so great faith. Then here again we see that it is the centurion's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that results in the centurion's servant to be healed. And then here again we see that the Lord does not need to be present to heal the servant. And so then a believer exercising faith in the Lord Jesus Christ through prayer can result in the others being healed. Then if we read Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 8, and coming in again at verse 26. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is the desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, and was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before the shears, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet? This, of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down, both of them, into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Then in verse 37, where Philip asks the Ethiopian eunuch, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." In the verse 26, where the Ethiopian said, "Here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized?" And in verse 37, where Philip asked the Ethiopian eunuch, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. In these verses we see that when the eunuch answers Philip, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God," then the Lord saves the eunuch, demonstrating his faith in the Lord. The eunuch who, when after Philip is caught away by the Spirit of the Lord, the eunuch goes on his way rejoicing. And this is the experience of everyone who asks the Lord to save them. They go on their way rejoicing after the Lord has saved them. Then in Acts chapter 16, Acts 16 and verse 16. "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Philip and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, when receiving such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. In the first 30, where the jailer brings Paul and Silas out of prison, and says, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And in verse 31, where they answer, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And then in verse 34, where the jailer had brought Paul and Silas into his house and set food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Here we see that the jailer and his family believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they asked the Lord to save them, and he did. So then, like the Ethiopian eunuch, they rejoiced, as verse 34 states. And when he had brought them into his house and set food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10 and 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we have heard the word of God tonight. So then, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, why not put your faith in him and ask the Lord to save you? And he will. Then you too will go on your way rejoicing. The Bible definition of faith is this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear again. The Bible definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear again. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. Do you trust him? Amen. Would you quit the meeting to the Lord in prayer, dude?
Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for thy work. For thy word is good. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For by grace we're saved through faith, not of ourselves. And the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so, Father, we've nothing to boast about. And we thank you, Father, for the clarity of thy work tonight. Except the man be born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. And we pray, Father, tonight that that word will go forth tonight. And that, Lord, it will not return void unto thee. That is what thy word says. It will not return void unto thee. And so thou will leave it in thy hands. It's not Sam's word. It's your word. And the book tells us it's your word. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And him it cometh of me, I will no wise cast out. Father, we could all be cast out for the sins that we committed, for all have sinned and come short of the glory and the glory of God. And so, Father, you loved us, and you gave your Son for us. And your Son died at Calvary's cross and shed his precious blood, that we may be saved. And so, Father, if there's anybody that has rejected thy work, Father, it's our own responsibility, because we're all responsible for what we hear. And we're all responsible for making a choice. Sometimes to make the wrong choice. Pray, Father, tonight, that, Lord, that the word of God would have spoke to men and to women that they make the right choice by accepting thee as our Lord and Saviour. We thank you, Father, for your help for Sam. We thank you, Father, for the clarity of your word. For thy word is truth. And so there we leave it in thy hands and give you thanks and praise you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for what thou hast done and given. We thank you for the health and strength that you have given us, Lord. The food and the clothes and the homes and the families that we have. We thank you, Father, for undertaking for those that are sick and laid aside. And we thank of Harold Benson at this time as well. We come up to you and into your hand. Remember John Hamilton as well at this time. And George Black, Father, there's so many that have been laid aside, Father. We thank you for those that you've already healed in days gone by.
Yes.
For Johnny, and for Sadie, and for Margaret, Lord. And Sam himself.
Yes.
And May, and myself, and Netta, and Ina. The list is endless. And so, Father, we thank him again. We praise you for what thou hast done and what thou hast given. So, Lord, thanking you for the opportunity to speak thy word and to speak of thyself. That you don't need any of us, Lord, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That, Lord, you can do all these things by yourself. But we thank you, Father, that you're using, as we said last week, the foolish things of this world. And we are the foolish things of this world, that a man, Lord, that can come and all his son. It doesn't matter how low he's got, that, Lord, he can come in all his son and get washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. There's no obstacle to anybody. It's that our brother has already said faith is believing. And Father, we pray tonight that many, many will believe in thy precious word, not only in the meeting here, but the width and breadth of our land, even in the world, Lord, with a faithful proclaim the word of God. We give you thanks and we praise you in the Saviour's love and Christ's name. Pray, Father, that you'll take us from this place, take us our home to safety. Let nothing befall us by the way. And then we will return again on Wednesday, Lord, we commit it to you, giving you thanks in the lovely name, the name that's above all names. The name of every knee which shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. In his name we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.